Glad to be joined in this new year by Keith Woods, Chief Executive Officer of the North Coast Builders Exchange. Good morning, Keith.
Hello, Pat, and Happy New Year to you, of course.
Happy New Year well.
Hey, Pat, I understand, congratulations, you got some sort of cooking award or something at the station? Macaroni award or what's it called?
Yeah, it was mac and cheese, and they decided to give me a trophy over it, and thank you very much. I'm honored to accept. Anything in the kitchen is good for me.
And that's the Marconi Award, and congratulations to you and the station.
Thank you very much.
And what can I do for you?
What we're doing, well, it's January 2nd, 2019. We know that we still have our work cut out for us when it comes to rebuilding and recovering from the fires. And I wanted to check in with you, Keith, because you've got such a finger on the pulse of homes being rebuilt and contractors being available for rebuilding and all of that.
So far, so good. 2019 is going to be a far more active rebuild of homes than we saw in 2018, but that makes sense. What was holding everything up was still insurance settlements and settlements and people trying to decide, do I want to rebuild? Do I want to sell my lot? Most of those decisions are now being made, so you're going to see a lot of activity in 2019.
And are there enough workers to keep up with demand?
Yeah, you know, first, I've always described our recovery as being shaped like a hockey stick. I think I've told you it was flat from the fires in October till really March and April. And then there's been a dramatic uptick over the summer months and into the fall. You're going to see that continue in 2019. And the worker shortage was less severe. It wasn't that it was easy, but it was less severe when we were only had 10%, 15% of the lost homes under construction. Mm-hmm. Now, as permits get issued and people find contractors and subcontractors, that worker shortage problem will rear its ugly head.
Well, it seems like the city and the county have no intention of slowing down the permit process in any way. In fact, there are moves afoot to speed it up in areas where it hasn't been yet. So that's I don't think is going to stop the process.
No, not at all. And in fact, the clock is ticking, from what I understand, on a lot of people's insurance rental assistance.
Yeah.
And as they approach October of 2019, that 2-year a time span from when the fires hit, they're going to want to look to expedite activity, and that's going to be very, very difficult. Builders have told me by the end of 2018, which just ended, maybe 150 to 200 homes will have been completed. I'm not sure if we met that mark, and their predictions, along with building officials that I meet with once a month, those two groups, they said another 800 or so homes should be finished by the end of this year.
Wow.
That doesn't mean there aren't hundreds more, maybe 500 to 1,000 more underway for completion in 2020 and beyond. But it will, as all these permits get issued, it is going to cause problems for the city and county since they'll be overloaded with permit requests and the demand for workers will increase.
Yeah, that's going to increase exponentially because you're right. It's going to be put up or shut up as we approach the second anniversary of the fires because of the insurance issue that you all have already raised.
Can I make another point to you here, Pat?
Yes.
We talk so much about the rebuild because those are families, those are people that after the disaster, the horrific fires, they need the special attention they deserve to get back in to their homes. But that hasn't slowed the pace of the rest of the construction that was at a rapid pace in 2016 and 17. So fire rebuilding is in competition with commercial rebuilding, the hundreds if not thousands of new homes and apartments, condos that will go up in non-fire areas. So all of the construction community isn't focused just on the rebuild, though that is priority one. We've got competition for a lot of construction that's underway.
I would think so, and so much of that construction is, they're trying to make it easier here for at least much of that construction to be affordable housing, certainly denser housing than we have known up to this point.
Yeah, absolutely. We're almost in the throes of reinventing ourselves, if you will, in terms of housing, where we are traditionally a single-family, corner lot, three-bedroom, two-bath. That was our growth through the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and then high-end homes accompanying that. But we're going to look at every form and shape of housing imaginable is on the table. You will see far more emphasis in multifamily units going up rather than out,
yep.
Having apartments and condos focused in downtown areas, focused along the rail line, smart rail line, but not limited to that. So we're going to see a real reshaping and reinventing of how we approach housing in the North Bay.
That's going to be an interesting year. There's no question about that. Keith, thanks so much for weighing in.
Pat, it's always a pleasure, and I look forward to talking to you during 2019.
As we will many times. That is Keith Woods, the CEO of North Coast Builders Exchange in Santa Rosa.